Andy here, and welcome back for part two of my relationships program, Conscious Relationships. This program will very much build on what you learnt in Getting to Know Yourself as we expand out into the relationships in our lives. We can use mindfulness in our relationships to be more present and attuned with other people. A mindful attitude can really help us to grow healthy and meaningful relationships, identify when we get trapped in particular roles, maybe at work or in family, as well as managing those conflicts. I really hope this program supports you to nurture and transform your relationships, whether brothers, sisters, parents, managers, employees, clients, friends, partners, and so on. In part one, we very much focused on you. As you know, this is very important, as the relationship we have with ourselves is key to improving the relationships we have with others. This begins with kindness, which we explored a little in Getting to Know Yourself. You might have found it a little strange wishing happiness towards yourself in the last program. Surely someone else should do that, right? It's also interesting to see how we receive kindness from others. In fact, how often do you accept a compliment from someone else? Often when people compliment us on what we're wearing or how we're looking, we often turn it down. And this also applies to when people offer to help us. A lot of the time we don't want to bother people, and we get on with things in our own little world. Whereas when people offer help, most of the time they genuinely want to help out, and it can be a really great relationship building experience. So be curious about how you receive kindness and help and compliments, noticing how these things sit with you at the start of the course. Okay, let's get meditating. Now, getting yourself in your comfortable, upright meditation posture, with a nice straight back, with your feet on the floor, and your hands flat on your lap, all together. Taking a nice deep breath in. Breathing out. Gently closing your eyes. Loosening your face. Your head. Neck. Shoulders. Your arms. Your legs. And your feet. And really allowing your body to settle into the present moment. Sitting and breathing. And there's nothing else that you need to do right now. There's nowhere that you need to be. Just here, experiencing yourself as you are right now. Now gently guiding your attention to your breath, your breathing. Noticing your breath at your belly. As today we're going to connect more with our bodies. Feeling your belly rising and falling as you breathe in and out. Feeling that expanding and releasing. And continuing to rest your awareness on your breathing. Now shifting your attention to the sensations of your whole body, rising and falling as you breathe. Really being in your body. And as you continue to sit with the experience of your body rising and falling with your breath, simply saying to yourself, may I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. And really feeling into your body as you do this. Noticing how you respond to those words. Noticing if there's any aversion and where this shows up in your body, as well as any pleasant feelings. And also noticing any thoughts, maybe about feeling silly doing this, and being with those thoughts. There's no need to feed them. Let them float around and do their thing. And staying with the felt experience as you say these words. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. And maybe right now, these words do nothing for you. Notice where that doing nothing shows up in your body. See if you can pinpoint it. And all emotions are welcome here too. Any anger, frustration, happiness, joy, sadness. Maybe feeling sorry for yourself. Welcome all the emotions in, and continuing to wish yourself well in this way. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. Now letting go of the effort that you've been making to wish yourself well, and taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently opening your eyes. as we end this meditation. So you've just been tuning into the felt sense of wishing kindness towards yourself, and really being in your body as you do this. As we explored in the Foundation program, our bodies give us a very direct and authentic snapshot of what's going on for us in a particular moment. And in having a felt sense of how we respond to something, like self-kindness, we can work out where we're starting from. Throughout this program, we'll continue to open up the possibility of bringing kindness towards ourselves. Our egos like to play the tough, I'm alright card, but we can all connect with ourselves in this way, with a little practice and open-minded curiosity. Oh, did I mention playfulness? We need some of that too. Like I say, if you're breathing, you can meditate. Well, if you're breathing, you can darn well be kind to yourself too. Tomorrow we're going to continue bringing kindness towards ourselves, as it's really important to get a solid experience of this practice, as it's the foundation to opening up in our relationships with others. Just stick with me here, it's going to be fun, I promise. And it will really help with your relationships, especially the ones with conflict or that feel a bit stuck. That's all for today. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 2.